Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Pro Wrestling Interviews. This is Dr. John Stamey at our new time, and we're glad to have everybody here. We got a great crew. It's taking us a minute to get everybody logged in because, as usual, an occasional technical issue, but that's okay. We enjoy it, and I'm joined, first of all, by our buddy from the northernmost province of Indiana, Todd Saxon. How are you doing tonight, Todd?
Doing outstanding, the supernatural, and ecstatic to be here, Dr. John. Looking forward to getting past the tech issues, getting the folks in the queue joined in, and ready to have the first show at our new start time.
That's exactly right. Well, we're glad to have you here. And we got Rob Kellum, Pop Stro Maestro, is in the queue. And so is Steve, and we're just waiting for Blog Talk Radio to wake up, and we'll get going here in just a minute. So I tell you what, while I got you on the queue, so what all have you been up to today? It's been cold down here in the Carolinas, buddy. It really has.
Man, that is I keep threatening to tell you all that you all ought to feel like we do, and you guys are fairly close to what our weather has been all week long, and you got some of it. I think it finally worked. I put the whammy on you weather-wise, because it's just it's been pleasant up here. We were pushing 70 today. It's about time. I know you guys got all kinds of roses blooming and everything else down there. Up here, not a whole lot.
Yeah, well, it was cold this morning in Traveler's Rest when I woke up and headed out so that I could get here in time for our new show time. And now we're just waiting on Blog Talk Radio to recognize that we got people in the queue. And so we're just glad to have you. And Amazing Velvet's a little bit under the weather tonight, so we gave him tonight off. And that's what I know about that. And we're going to have a great show in a little bit. As soon as these circles. Oh, okay, good. It looks like we're establishing a secure connection. So that's really good. We hope as the screen goes blank. You know how that is. So it looks like maybe we'll be going here.
Crazy. I'm trying to... drop some messages in the group chat so that our folks you are not giving up hope.
Yeah, just tell them we're...
Looks like we probably got three of them in there.
Oh, okay, great. Who's the third one?
I do believe it is the one and only Sinister.
Oh, that's great.
At least
great.
He's
we'll
trying, starting
all...
to text in there.
Just tell them
well,
all we're waiting on. Oh, Papa Stro, you made it.
Holy
shit. Well, I've been here. I've been here
no time. I know. Well, we're just so glad that Blog Talk finally recognized me. Do we have Steve yet?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, good, Steve. We're glad to have you here. And I'm gonna turn it loose.
Hey, they're letting us out of jail.
That's right. They let him pass go, and they let him collect $200. So we're certainly glad you're...
John does look like the Monopoly man, so it would all make sense.
Hey, Papa Stro, that's kind of funny because I was thinking of Slim Pickens from Blazing Saddles. We're going to need a bunch of nickels.
Oh, yeah. Go back and get a crap full of dimes.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you guys here. And Todd, let Sinister know that as soon as Blog Talk recognizes him, I'll put him in there. But anyway, so let's get
No, it looks like he was just giving us a heads up. My life story, I was premature.
Okay, well, that's
he was giving us a heads up.
Then the dinosaurs came, and the Arabs bought all their Mercedes-Benzes.
Yeah. All right, so Steve Logan, I'm going to put you on the spot. So what do you want us to start talking about? And we'll hear from Papa Stro and Todd and myself. So Steve, what have you got for us tonight?
Not much. Just was watching AEW again, and Cheryl, what do you think about Dynamite or Rampage?
Well, first off, I'm watching WrestleMania Backlash as we speak, so I'll be in and out.
Oh, I didn't even know that was tonight.
Yeah. AEW Dynamite, well, I'm happy that they have a main event coming up with CM Punk and Adam Page. That should be really cool. I mean, CM Punk has put on some stellar matches since his return. And I really think that, you know, that match with him and Page would be no exception. It'd be really, really good. And I mean, I would even venture out as to say that if given the chance, I think CM Punk would be an awesome champion for AEW. If you know, if that happens.
Yeah, I have some I have some skepticism that he'll become champion, even though he could. It's just he's making these TV appearances, like the Mayans show. If he's doing more acting, then it's going to be hard for him to become a full-time champion, I think. But we'll see.
Yeah.
He could always have a short title.
If his schedule gives him, if his schedule permits, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I mean, he's probably in the best shape he's been in a long time.
Agreed.
So, we'll see.
What's the Backlash card looking like? I'm kind of disappointed with them going with a six-man tag instead of doing a tag team title match.
They got Charlotte, Ronda Rousey, and I Quit for the champion, SmackDown Women's Championship.
That's right.
And let's see what else. Edge and AJ Styles in the rematch for WrestleMania.
Yeah, I hope that's good.
Right. And I'm not really sure about the rest of the card. I mean, I know that back the other night, Lacey Evans made her return to SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
And all that. So, and of course, you know, you mentioned the six-man tag. So I was really looking forward to the unification belt for the tag titles, but oh well.
Yeah, same. And then Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins is also on that card.
Yeah. Another rematch from WrestleMania.
That could be good.
I'm looking for that match, honestly. I'm looking for that match to probably steal the show.
Yeah, possibly.
Pretty prime, yeah.
AJ Styles versus Edge. You mentioned that earlier, but Damian Priest is banned from ringside, so I'm wondering if that means that I'm wondering if AJ wins or there's another interference from like a new member, someone like a Ciampa or somebody else, if Damian Priest is banned. Another match.
Is Bianca defending the women's championship tonight too? Against Becky? I didn't see that on
CBS, but that could be the match that they're doing. Bobby Lashley versus Omos is on the card. I think Omos wins that one.
It's him and Omos again tonight. Yeah. Bobby Lashley and Omos.
Yeah.
Omos. Right.
And then the match that I'm least looking forward to is Corbin versus Moss, but Matt, I just not care about Moss. And Corbin, I think it was better in other personas prior, so.
Yeah.
Corbin probably could win, but it's just like, I'm least invested in that match.
Yeah, Dave, I'm ready for both those guys to do something different, honestly.
Yeah.
Move on to them.
Like, how are you going to get over, how are you guys supposed to be liked as a Chippendale, like, looking dancer, telling bad jokes? It's just lame. I'm talking about Moss.
Right, yeah, I haven't seen too many people get over, for instance, suspenders in the bow tie since the Fabulous one years ago. So
the only one that got suspenders over, maybe them, is Bob Backlund.
Bob Backlund, yeah. And he had a shirt on.
Exactly.
Great.
Only guy that could probably pull it off, besides the guys you mentioned earlier, probably Jeff Jarrett with those crazy outfits he'd wear.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Without
right.
the shirt.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but too bad Matt Cat Moss don't have a catchy tune like Jeff Jarrett did. Yeah, yeah.
And then they took it away from Elias.
Yeah.
And now he's Ezekiel. Just...
I it'd be great if they brought back Elias somehow. Have him and Ezekiel hang out together.
Great. Yeah, it'd be funny if they did like a tape cinematic match. That way, like they did with the vignettes with Mick Foley when he had three personas together.
Like, like Dude Love and Mankind, Cactus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, they're all three sitting around high fiving each other.
Yeah. That was some good stuff.
Great. That was great. Oh, man. Speaking of off topic, my weekend was crazy. I did the event for the disabled official special friends.
Nice.
This weekend, and then I got to watch the new Doctor Strange movie, Multiverse of Madness. It was amazing. I think Marvel's first take to venture into the horror realm, right? And it was really cool. And it was cool because I love psychological horror, and that movie, it was like a throwback, you know, oh my god. And special effects was just amazing. And without giving too many spoilers, I mean, Scarlet Witch was a great villain.
Amazing. Okay.
But yeah, you guys check it out. I mean, if you like that type of psychological horror, you would love Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I'm trying to play dodgeball online. Log off online because I don't want like any crazy spoilers. But yeah, it does look.
I gotta get that app. It's a good game. Dodgeball app. I gotta give me one of those.
No. I'm trying to dodge all the spoilers. Playing like online dodgeball and getting away from.
Getting away from
all the movie spoilers. That's horrible.
I used to love dodgeball, man.
That's too funny.
Yeah.
I loved it. Is that a good app? No. Holy.
Some of the boys and I used to play dodgeball like after show and stuff. If we're like at a gymnasium and after everybody cleared out, you know, we used to like the dodgeball and play dodgeball with someone.
And then some weak kid probably got hurt and now it's hard to find it. Unless you're an adult, I guess.
Right. Good time.
But yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing Doctor Strange in theater.
Yeah. It was better than I thought it was. I mean, it was going to be good, but it was even better than I thought it was going to be. And there's a scene towards the end of the movie, right before the big finish, climax, if you will. Because it's a multiverse, right? So you have different versions of different superheroes and everybody, right? And the last version of Doctor Strange for the big climax, it'll blow your mind. you have to see it. It was great. But it went dark real. It starts off like any other Marvel movie, basically, but it gets dark real fast. And I'm like, wow, this is like a horror flick, you know?
So it's definitely edgier than what we're used to.
Yeah. I mean, it's it starts off like any other Marvel superhero movie. And then it just goes way into the other horror realm, real quick. And Scarlet Witch is just savage in this movie. Savage, what she does. What a villain. And it, it's also a good segue. It segues, the story segues actually from WandaVision, honestly. So that it's almost like a continuation of that, but it gets like a real dark real fast, you know.
Well, at least there's some continuity. That sounds good.
You know, talking about movies like this, I had been a little too busy to catch up on the new Batman movie, and we saw it last night. I thought it was really good. I thought it was great.
Have some caffeine in your system when you watch that, because you'll be there a little while.
Yeah, I started at 1:30, and at 4:20 it ended. No, I thought it was a lot of fun, and I enjoyed it a whole lot. It was great. Looks like he's done a lot better than he was when he was in Twilight. And I'm just going to say that. I think he's a lot better actor now.
Yeah, it was a very interesting take on the Batman story, I thought.
Yeah, I kind of liked it. Now, when you talk about dark, I mean, they never, I mean, it was dark even on the inside, but it was good. It was a lot of fun.
DC movies, oh my God, their backgrounds are so, get darker and darker. I mean, I'm looking for the next few films to be pitch black. The darkest is getting.
No, I think you're right. They are going to be pitch black. And there was enough rain to kill somebody. Well, it almost did kill them, but anyway.
But I stand corrected, because there's some new owners of DC now. And there's word is they are really upset about the way Superman was portrayed, and they're going to try to be doing some changes soon to help, because they're going to kind of follow more into Marvel projected plan of doing things and get away from all the bad decisions that the old owners of DC did in the past. So we'll see what happens. So that should be interesting to see what comes up next with DC and the new owners.
Yeah. Yeah. What do we have coming out next that you can look forward to? In that Marvel universe.
Oh, Marvel? Oh, God. Well, I know they're planning more Spider-Man movies because of the success of this last one. Huge. I mean, it was like the greatest superhero, like revenue-wise. I mean, they banked on this new star, Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's been a gold mine. That character's been a gold mine for them, right? I mean, just solid.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go back to Dr. John brought up Batman. I'm watching one of the, it was called IMDb until a couple weeks back. Now it's called Freevee on Amazon, one of the subcategories. I have been watching the old Adam West, Burt Ward series, and I've been tripping with all the people that did cameos in that show.
Yes.
Either cameos or lead roles. I mean, you could have told me Phyllis Diller was in it, and I would have laughed at you and said, no way, and sure as could be, Phyllis Diller played a role. A bit role.
Was she a villain?
No, she just played a bit role. One of the people that Batman and Robin encountered briefly, and in between, you know, segments, they just wrote her in a little thing. She was doing she was a maintenance lady at a place at night, a janitorial lady. It was hilarious.
They show previews of upcoming movies and all that. Trailers that really stood out that are coming up. One new Top Gun movie called Top Gun Maverick, the sequel. Man.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the trailer was one of the best trailers of new trailers coming out, because a lot of the new movies coming out aren't too flattering. I'm not going to be honest with you. Brad Pitt's got a movie coming out that's like a... coming from the trailer-wise. But the other one is the new Avatar sequel. Looks really good.
Yeah,
they're bringing back a lot of the same characters from the first Avatar movie too. So.
That's true. But I did enjoy seeing it. I mean, it's terrible when you have to wait for one thing in the morning to start watching these Batman films. But I don't care. It was good.
Speaking of Batman, you know, Sid Haig, when he was alive, I used to see him a lot at the event. He told me this funny story one time where he was playing King Tut in the Batman series. And when they were there, when they break off set and all the actors got to converse, hang out, whatever, Adam West was talking to nobody. He would go to his trailer, stay by himself until the next scene.
Well, that's cool. All right. Well, we're trying to have a wrestling match here. That's my quote from the river. When the old grizzled guy comes walking up to Burt Reynolds and Ned Beatty, and they're talking, and Banjo Boy's doing banjos, and he looked at him and said, "We're trying to have a banjo playing here. Be quiet." It was just so funny, but no, glad we got on Marvel, because you know it's good. It just goes to show that us wrestling fans sure do love. We do love great movies and all that stuff. So what do we got coming? What we got coming? Get Dr. John back in the real world of wrestling.
Steve, what's that the name of the next AEW pay-per-view, Double or Nothing? Is that it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
That's the one coming up later this month.
It's later this month. Okay. That's the one with... Isn't Thunder Rosa defending the AEW women's title against Serena Deeb? That one?
Yes, that is official, I believe.
Cool. That'd be good.
Against Serena Deeb. Yeah, it should be good.
Yeah. Yeah, both those ladies can go, man. Awesome.
Yeah, agreed. And then, other than Paige and Punk, the other matches are just the Owen Hart Cup tournament finals.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think it's cool to have, like, a ladies' division of that and a guys' division. The Owen Hart thing.
Yeah, there's two Jokers, like, surprise entrance, and I've heard... others talking about who the Jokers could be, and I'm wondering if that's someone like a Davey Boy Smith or a Cesaro or somebody new.
That would be cool.
To be the Jokers. And then Athena would be interesting, or former Ember Moon, or I think it's too soon for Dakota Kai, but if her contract clauses up, I'd put Dakota Kai or Ember Moon in there if they wanted to have someone new in the tournament on their roster.
Well, I noticed on the guys' end, I mean, the most of the guys that have qualified are babyface. So we could be possibly seeing a lot of babyface versus babyface matches in this tournament. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Samoa Joe's facing the Joker in the next round, so...
That'll be it.
We'll see who the Joker entrant is, but... I think if it was Joe versus Cesaro or Davey Boy Smith, that'd be really interesting.
That would. And, you know what, either one would make sense with their connection to the Hart family, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The next matches are Darby Allin, Jeff Hardy, Samoa Joe, Joker, Ray Phoenix, Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole, Dax Harwood. Adam Cole is probably the only villain besides Dax Harwood, but Dax has kind of been a favorite lately, so.
Right.
It's I think Phoenix versus O'Reilly could be a sleeper.
That could be good. Yeah.
Really good technical and acrobatic match, and then Balor versus Hardy.
Phoenix
is
had a good
cool
match with Dante Martin, I think, last week on Dynamite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're definitely looking forward to those matches coming up soon.
And you know what? William Morrissey looked really good. W. Morrissey looked good with Wardlow.
Oh, yeah. He looks very fit, and he was playing to the crowd. And there's even a We Want Enzo, No We Don't chant. I thought that was funny. And he did the Enzo dance and told him to shut up.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I loved his. I thought he was great. He was entertaining.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Definitely. I know Wardlow is super strong, but it's super impressive to see him get that powerbomb finish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't see that every day.
With that, some of those huge is Morrissey.
But yeah, Morrissey, man, I'll take bigger, better things for him, man, because he looks great. And I think any big company would love to snatch him up full time.
Right. He's got like a Kevin Nash feel to him, where he's a big guy that could be cool.
Right. Yeah, I wish him the best. Now Blackpool Combat Club, don't they have something big coming up they're doing? Or one of them does?
I don't see any feuds for them.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going. Is this going to stay with just the three, or they're going to have a full blown clique like some of the others?
Yeah. The only additions I can think of is if they sign Cesaro and they put him in there, or they put, because I know Brian wants, he mentioned Lee Moriarty and other people in his promos before, so it wouldn't surprise me if they do add more members, but I think if they were going to add somebody, it would be if they would bring in Cesaro, or I think Serena Deeb would be a good female leader in that group, if they wanted to have someone green but still fits the group, I think Marina Shafir would kind of fit that group, but we'll
can
see.
You imagine somebody like Orange Cassidy trying to join the Blackpool Company? Whatever.
I think if he would repackage.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if Regal could get that over. If he, like, slapped the glasses off of him and, I don't know, like, if he just changed a bit
and
it wasn't so
soft-like,
you could probably progress
it. That would be one heck of a story if they could turn around Orange Cassidy, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still trying to get one of their shirts. I'm on the mission.
Yeah, I definitely... I'm definitely going to consider it. There's been a lot of
merch
that I've wanted. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
But I like the Regal promo that you were sharing.
Oh, that was amazing, wasn't it?
Saw earlier. Oh, yeah.
That's
Regal
promo.
Is an underrated promo.
Gosh. I mean, watching that video, you just get chills with watching it because he's so good at narrating everything, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, they should have him do more narration of telling stories and views. Oh,
yeah,
that.
More vignettes. I wanted to get the plug from Dr. John. I think Todd was alerting me. John, did we have a sponsor to plug?
We don't have it. We're going to have some new sponsors starting next week. And, of course, we always want to say great things about Brady Hicks, Papa Stro, and In the Room on Tuesday night, 9 p.m., right, Papa Stro?
Oh, yeah, In the Room, yeah. One of the highlights of the week, man. It's always a good show.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, Brady Hicks and you guys are just so much fun to be around. You really are. And we're going to have a, I think, pretty good announcement next week here. It will be on Pro Wrestling Interviews. So we're working on it. I'm waiting on Brady to get back to me, and we're going to see what all is going to happen. We got some good things. We got some really good things happening. So I will leave those until next week. Fair enough?
Fair enough. Did you want to reference an insurance company?
Well, I'm always glad to reference Transamerica. They keep us on the air. They really do. They're great people, and they have great products. We love Transamerica. So if you need any help with life insurance, you call Dr. John at 843-655-8775. And if I can't help you, if I'm not licensed in your state, I'll find you someone that is. No, they're good people. We like them a lot. So that's a good insurance company to really use. Thank you, Todd.
What I'm here for. All right. Steve, thank you for...
yeah.
Yes. Steve, thanks for tracking and team. Man, I hated to break that up. You guys are on a roll.
Yes, yeah, it's just been... a lot of good wrestling lately to talk about. What happened?
So, Steve, when is that joint pay-per-view with New Japan and AEW again?
Yeah, Forbidden Door, I think, is in June. And okay. I don't think there's anything announced yet, but I think when Dominion happens, then we'll see more matches announced. It seems like... The guys of your generation, Eric Bischoff and Booker T, they're saying this is not going to draw the casuals, but does every pay-per-view have to draw the casuals to draw new fans? Because, I mean, I got into New Japan through the Ring of Honor relationship, and this is kind of similar. So I just...
Right.
I think if you're a wrestling fan, you're just going to like this pay-per-view, regardless if you're casual or not. And I don't...
Are casuals...
Yeah.
Who cares if they're casuals or newbies or... You know, if they're buying the tickets, if they're showing the support, shoot, let them in. Who cares? You know what I mean?
And like, if you're a casual newbie, are you likely going to buy a pay-per-view? I don't think so.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, shoot, more fans the merrier. Yeah, come on down.
Yeah, it's just like, those are the takes that I'm seeing being brought up. Like, it's not going to draw new people. It's like, who cares? Like, are the new people going to be buying pay-per-views? I don't think so.
I mean, if they like the product and want to watch, I mean, who cares where they're coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Make himself a home and stick around a while, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'll never, listen, this is Dr. John, you'll never know what you're missing in wrestling. Wrestling is truly an art form. It's physical. Papa Stro, I bet you'll agree with me, won't you?
Very much so. It always has been.
I know, and you know, when I talk to Susan Green, she talked about how difficult it is. That's the way you talk to artists about the way they paint or the way they sing. It's difficult. And Papa Stro, you know as good as we do. When you were at your height of your career and you had millions of people watching you, it was not an easy job to get there, was it?
No, everybody kind of goes at their own speed. You know, some people it takes years, some people it just takes a few. But to be really good, it really takes time to master your craft. But even when you get to that point, it's still hard work to kind of maintain that status and all that. Because, I mean, I mean, you look at a guy, I'll give you like an example of horsemen, right? Even when they're at the height of their career, they had to maintain that schedule of having tremendous matches because, I mean, the company depended on them to make the stars look good and to bring in the, help bring in the revenue and all that. So they had to be on every single night. And and look at the Austins, the Rocks, and the Undertakers and all that. I mean, the pressure is so on them to perform at peak level all the time. So, I mean, it's tough, man. I mean, it's a business like anything else, and you have to, you know, stay on to keep that revenue and to keep the wheels flowing, if you will.
Right. And I will say this. I want everyone to hear this. The Papa Scrub, I have seen things that you have done in the ring that are astonishing. And it goes to show how much you have trained, how hard you have worked at it. I mean, it's great to see someone that has truly got such a master of their craft. And any time, if we ever get any more matches, if we have you to go see, I urge everybody to go see you live. It's an incredible experience. It really is. You are truly one of a kind. You're one of the greatest in wrestling. We are so fortunate to know you and have you here with us week after week because you've got such good experience, such incredible training. You've been all over the world to get that training now, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. It's been a journey. And, I mean, look at the stars today. Look at the guys and gals in Japan. And look how hard they work. I mean, gosh, it's amazing to watch. And you got look at guys like the Seth Rollins of the day, and the Cody Rhodes and all that are so athletically inclined, and they have to, and they're doing this every single night. I mean, they're not phoning it in or anything. I mean, they're just putting their heart and soul in everything they do. So, and look, Charlotte Flair. I mean, another one too. I mean, she's doing moonsaults. I mean, she's doing stuff. Her dad wished that he could do, and look how great her dad was. You know what I mean? So I mean, it's a journey. It's hard work to get there, but once you get there, it's hard work to maintain and to keep that going. My hat's off to everybody in the game doing it today, man. Cause, you know, it's tough.
Right, and then you talk about Cody Rhodes, and you look at that father of his. Who I was blessed to know, and I got to hang out with him some. That guy, Dusty Rhodes, knew what he was doing. And I mean, he was just unbelievable. He knew how to connect with the guys. He knew how to connect with the wrestlers. He knew what he was doing. And I mean, we were any time that you get to hang out with like somebody like you or Dusty Rhodes, I mean, it's a real honor. And you know, I think it's important that everybody knows, at least how I feel about you. You're one of the best of the best of the best. And we're just glad to have you. Here's a big compliment. I know I sound like a fanboy, but we're so glad to have you here, Papa Stroh.
Thank you for having me, really.
Deal, we're just glad to have you here. Oh, you know, absolutely. And it's just fun. You make it fun to be around you. And that's what's important. That's why people gravitate toward Papa Stroh. I've seen your table at a Comic-Con and the crowd of people around. They want to be around you. So that's great. And just, you know, thanks for being such a professional and engaging entertainer that you're so approachable. And
I learned a long time ago from some great people that when things you love doing stop to be cease to be fun, then it's time to do something else. So you got to have fun doing what you're doing, dude.
That's right. And it's like my event business. I'll say this. I'm not giving too much away, but my events are coming along nicely. We're getting more and more. Right now, I've got six that I'm getting ready to completely promote. That everyone knows about. We've got the Ballistic Conference. It's the Paranormal Conference. And we've got the Alabama Paracon, but I got four more, really, three more coming up this year. We're rebuilding the event business, and it's if you love it and you want to do it, that's where you need to be. And I believe that's what you were saying, right, Papa Stroh?
It's like being in a relationship. No matter like what you do, no matter how good or bad it treats you, you just can't get enough of it. You love it so much. So that's wrestling. That's wrestling for you.
That is so well put, and I'm glad it, as we say on tape, because people can listen to you saying that to you. That's a wonderful statement. I like that. Okay, I've talked too much. I talk too much. All right, let me shut up and listen. All right, Steve, you just got it in it right now. You the first person that spoke, so the table is on you now.
Yeah, following up from what we were talking about earlier, that Forbidden Door show, the pre-sale tickets sold out in less than 40 minutes, so I'm hoping that means they'll draw a big audience for that event.
That's amazing. That's just amazing.
So, I hope it does really well, so that way you can kind of surprise some of the experts or the skeptics about how well they're going to draw. Maybe there's a lot of casual new fan talk, but I think the audience for it is going to be rabid and they're definitely thirsty for New Japan product in the U.S. because I remember that Madison Square Garden show. I know the Elite wasn't on that card, and I think people probably thought they were going to be on that card, but New Japan definitely helped sell out Madison Square Garden with that Ring of Honor connection. So I think could be almost probably a better event, to be honest, because the Ring of Honor card, no offense, but they were the weaker side of that card. So if they, you can hold up on their end, the Forbidden Door show should be really good. Another big news story was Roman Reigns cutting a promo in New Jersey about how he might not be there again. And apparently I read his contract runs out in 2023. I'm wondering if that means he's doing some more Hollywood movies upcoming, like next year.
Hey, you know, what are your thoughts? More power to him if he can. It'd be great. I'd love to see him more on the big screen.
Mm-hmm. I think he did one of the Fast movies as like a cameo.
Yeah,
with, possibly
Shaw.
The Rock.
Yeah, Shaw went with the Rock. Yeah, that was really cool. Seeing him in that one.
So we'll see if he turns into the Rock, John Cena type of actor. I think Bautista is pretty a big bar that right now. Standard Bearer too with his work in Dune and Guardians of the Galaxy, but we'll see what parts Reigns can get if he does go into Hollywood more.
You know, back what you were saying about the upcoming joint pay-per-view with New Japan and AEW, and you were saying about, you know, about the, like, AEW's first big deal being sold out, right? That was the one in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That might be all
okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I know. I keep going back to things. Another thing that I've learned over the years is money doesn't lie. You know, you have your skeptics and all that, but if it's drawing revenue, man, if it's banking, then you get a pretty good idea of what the people want to see. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah. By God, if they want to see it, and the money's there, then I give it to them, you know what I mean? Give them what they want.
I think New Japan will definitely fit with the... There's a lot of convention anime-type fandom that I think in a younger audience. So I think they're definitely hungry for a Japanese product, I think. Because I've seen other people post about, I've seen other women talk about Joshi wrestling and posting pics. It's like, it seems like Japanese wrestling is still a smaller audience here, but it feels like it's growing. Like, you'll see more people talking about it, than, especially when the Elite were over there. I think they definitely marketed Bullet Club really well and got into Hot Topic. I think they just need more spotlight, because Access TV and Roku helps, but it's just not as big of as TNT and TBS, I believe.
Right.
So hopefully they can grow their brand here.
What, speaking
with
of
that
AEW
forbidden door.
Did you hear the other night on the Impact pay-per-view, right? The Briscoe Brothers won the tag team championship from Impact.
Yeah, I think I saw a pic. Who were the former champions? Because I don't even know who they were.
I hit, forgive me, their tag team name has slipped my mind. I did have it on the tip of my tongue a minute ago. But, the Briscoes are now on Impact, and I'm thinking, well, that maybe this will be a step forward to, sign on to make a company.
The other team was Violent by Design. That's Tommy Dreamer and,
Deaner. Yes. Right.
Deaner and Eric Young.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but now they're the champs. Good for them, man. Congratulations, Briscoe Brothers.
Yeah, it's definitely good to see. I think Briscoes are a really good tag team, and we'll see if they win more tag team gold elsewhere. I think they could still wrestle Ring of Honor. I think they were GCW tag team champions until they lost to Effie and Alley Cat. But, we'll see if they keep collecting belts.
Yeah. It just still blows my mind why they're still not in Ring of Honor and AEW yet. Baffles me. They're so good.
Yeah, the event you're talking about was Under Siege, and I haven't watched it, but I heard that Sammy Callahan returned.
Yeah, he made his return too, right? Sammy Callahan, he's a former champion.
He returned, and Mia Yim too, the former Jade.
Sounds like a pretty good pay-per-view.
Josh Alexander, the world champion, faced Tomohiro Ishii. I'm going to have to go back and watch that, because I'm glad Impact is getting some New Japan talent too.
Mm-hmm.
Taya Valkyrie faced Deonna Purrazzo for the AAA Reina de Reyes Championship.
Oh, that was
and,
good.
And
I just saw Purrazzo
that was
and Martinez. The other on AEW Dynamite.
I think I saw some of it. I've heard mixed feelings about that. And that's disappointing to hear, but I know they're two great wrestlers, but I hope they get another chance on another Dynamite, but I heard mixed comments about that match. What are your thoughts?
I thought the match was all right, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just going back to the last Ring of Honor pay-per-view, like, for example, like, for FTR and Briscoe Brothers, which tore the house down. Fantastic. But I just, with the exception of maybe Jay Lethal, Sonjay Dutt, and some others, I just hate to see the old guard just fade away. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm really hoping they'll eventually get Briscoe Brothers or Deonna Purrazzo, in the mix more and do things. You know what I mean? And because, it's like mostly the people that are holding the championships in Ring of Honor are like AW guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And guys and gals, rather. With Martinez, right? So,
mm-hmm.
I mean.
Even on that, on a Siege match, Bullet Club was involved. They had a tag team match against Honor No More. The
mm-hmm.
former Ring of Honor talent. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing more Jay White at that Forbidden Door show. He was saying him and Undisputed Era, it wouldn't surprise me if they team up or plan something for that.
Is Jay White like full-time at AEW now, or is he just comes and goes?
I think it just kind of goes because he was working on your stage pay-per-view too.
Right. Because I want to see more of him, you know, on the main stage doing things that he's amazing.
Yeah, I think he's an underrated villain. He's like one of the bad villains in wrestling right now.
He could be like the Seth Rollins of freaking AEW if they hired him. Because he's so athletic and good.
And, yeah, I'd like to see more of him. And, that Impact World title match was Alexander defending his title against Ishii and Josh beat Ishii in 23 minutes to retain. But I'm definitely going to go back and find that match because that sounds pretty good. But, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to Forbidden Door. But some of the New Japan Dominion matches I see announced are Okada versus Jay White for the heavyweight title. That should be good. Bullet Club, Fale, and Chase Owens versus the United Empire, Great Okan, Jeff Cobb for the tag team championship. Tama Tonga versus Carl Anderson for the never openweight championship. Tama Tonga defending. That should be pretty good. Two former Bullet Club stablemates going at each other. That'd be interesting.
Right.
And then Shingo Takagi versus Taichi for the King of Pro Wrestling 2022 Prism Trophy. So, that's on June 12th. So definitely look forward to that. I think that'll be really interesting to watch before Forbidden Door. But, John, Kyle, did you guys have any comments, questions, or plugs?
Nope. I tell you what, that just burned through 52 minutes pretty quick, guys. That's all I can say. I was point out or make sure that we say our best Velvet. He's continues to fight the good fight. Brother, we're pulling for you.
Absolutely, yep. We are. We're just glad he's our friend, and he's done a lot for all. So he's given the good fight. And Todd, okay, do you have any plugs for tonight, or maybe not?
Oh, that was it, Velvet.
All right. He's a good one to plug, and thank you so much.
I thought so.
And I'll say this, Dr. John's going to withhold plugs until next Sunday night at 7:30, because I tell you what, I may have some really incredible things. I think I'm going to, and I'm going to let everybody know next Sunday night at 7:30. It's going to be massive. So, and it involves classic rock and a bunch of other stuff. So I'll give you that one. All right, Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling, our true hero. What have you? Do you have anything to plug right now, or are you? Or how's everything going with you?
Oh, really, really good. I've been filming more stuff for Hybrid. So look for Hybrid come around towards the end of this year. Also, you mentioned In the Room, of course, Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Standard Time, theaterstation.com. This Thursday, Thursday night, 9 p.m. Standard Time, WCW Retro, theaterstation.com. We're going to continue the What If series. So if you have any cool What If wrestling, please call in for Thursday night. And then Friday night, of course, Strozone, the Hard Sci-Fi Show at midnight Eastern Standard Time on my Facebook page, facebook.com/StroTheMaestro. Friday night's feature will be, what was that one? I had it to my head, right?
I know the feeling, Papa.
Yeah, the last Man on Earth. Be the
oh, wow. That's one that you don't see a lot. That's a great film. Oh, my God. And by the way, I have to ask you, how's Dorothy doing? She's my friend.
Oh, yeah, Dorothy's doing great. Yeah, she'll be there Friday night for the show and everything. She's actually going to be in a new horror sci-fi series that I've also been on set for that will be coming out towards the end of this year as well. So keep on the lookout for that. That'll keep you posted. Saturday I'm doing commentary for Shockwave Wrestling Entertainment at the Fairfield County Fairgrounds, Newburgh, North Carolina. Bell time 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. For more information, go to Shockwave Wrestling Entertainment on Facebook.com. And yeah, so lots happening, guys. But thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure.
And that's great. And Papa Still, I hear you and I are both going to be, along with our buddy Dave Atwell, we're all going to be at XCon.
Yes, absolutely. XCon. That'll be in a few weeks, actually.
That's right. Brad May, again. I hear they're running it, and boy, they sure are super people.
Yeah, I can't wait. Should be a good time. Looking forward to getting back in Myrtle Beach.
I'm looking forward to having you all down here, and we'll all get together and hang out, so that's great. So I want to say thank you to everybody for being on tonight.
I want to plug June 18th, Richmond, Virginia, United Elite Wrestling Cataclysm. I'm looking forward to that event. John, please finish.
All right. So you're controlling, you're returning control of your television set back over to me now?
Yes.
All right, Stro, do you remember where that comes from, when you return control of your television set back over to the host? That's Outer Limits.
Outer Limits,
You're a master of horror and sci-fi, and I just love that. I love that phrase. It's like so exciting because we got so many great things happening. So look, this is Dr. Jones, live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's as cold as it can be. It's a little warm inside because we need to play wrestling interviews. We want to thank Todd Saxon for being here with us. We want to thank Papa Stone and Mike Field Wrestling. Truly one of my heroes. He's one of my biggest heroes of all time in wrestling. And Steve Logan, fellow Steve. We were so glad to have you guys. We'll be back next Sunday night, 7:30, and Dr. John's going to start out with the big announcement. We've about had it put together. I needed to get one more phone call, and we'll be ready. So everybody, thanks so much for being here with us on Pro Wrestling Interview. We're going to say one more big shout out to the guy we love that got us all together, the Amazing Velvet, and I'm going to call Susan Green. I'm going to see if I can get Susan on with us. Papa Stray, would you be here with us if we'll have Susan Green? Would that be cool?
I'd be honored. Absolutely.
Well, great. Well, I tell you, she's one special lady. So, look, thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week. Same bat, the new bat time and the new bat channel, 7:30 p.m. Sunday night, Pro Wrestling Interviews. It's been great. We'll see you next time.